This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. It's our first springtime edition.
Finally.
Of our program.
It kind of felt like spring a little bit this week.
A little bit, not so much this weekend.
No.
It's the yo-yo effect. We're getting yo-yoed weather.
It's what we've had the last couple weeks.
We were joking about it a little bit. We kind of looked into this stuff over the other day on Thursday when we actually had the first day of spring. 11:57 a.m. on Thursday was the first moment. That was the vernal equinox.
Okay. Is that when you can do the egg thing in the broom?
Where do people all seem to know that? It's not true, but everybody seems to know it. Well, I don't know about the broom, though. What's the broom?
You ever heard of the broom?
No.
The broom you just put on that's bristles, like one of those bristle brush the brooms.
Okay.
And it will just stand up on end.
Have you tried it? Because it won't work.
Yes. No. My dad showed me this last year, and it worked.
But if it'll work, then it'll work anytime.
You would think.
Well, will, because it doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah, I thought, whatever.
Well, you guys grow up in Salem, Massachusetts? Bunch of witches. vernal equinox, that's the springtime version. It's supposed to be, what it really means, the idea behind it, is that there are 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. It doesn't work out that way very often, but just kind of the way it is. At some point each spring and each fall, you get equal numbers of light and dark, but it usually occurs before the vernal equinox and after the autumnal equinox. So it's just kind of the way it is. But no, that's one of the things that's some interesting facts and things about the first day of spring we kind of talked about is, if you were standing on the equator during either the vernal or autumnal equinox, then you would actually see the sun pass directly overhead. It's the only two times in the year when that's possible. The two equinoxes are also the only times during the year when the sun rises due east and sets due west, because the way obviously the earth lines up with the sun. So any other time during the year when somebody says, well, the sun rises in the east. No, actually it doesn't. Not exactly. Not exactly. That's being a little anal about it, though.
Yeah.
That's a little much. That's one of the things they tossed in here in this piece that I found was that persistent myth that at the vernal equinox, and only then, can you stand a raw egg on its end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. There's an equally persistent rebuttal saying it's not possible at any time to balance a raw egg on its end. But that's not true either. You can. You need a lot of patience.
Yeah.
A whole lot of patience, because it'll take you a long time, or some salt, but it'll take you a long, long time to do it. But you can actually balance a raw egg on its end any time of the year if you're willing to sit there long enough and continue to try to get that egg to settle inside there so you can do it. But now the first day of spring actually has nothing to do with it. But everybody seems to know that story.
I saw it on Facebook. That's how I knew. Somebody took a picture of their egg.
Oh, I forgot, because everything on Facebook is true.
Exactly.
They can't put anything on the internet that's not true.
No.
Yeah, I think
that'd be wrong.
We learned that.
That'd be so misleading.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked to people who get their news largely from Facebook.
Yeah.
That would be the wrong place to get news. That would be like going to the website The Onion for your news.
Oh, yeah.
Most of it's funny, made-up stuff. It's, not so much. Well, anyway, the important thing about the first day of spring is it makes us feel better about ourselves.
It does.
Because after a long and cold spell in the wintertime, we're so excited to get to this part of the year where we think things are going to change for us. And then we look at the forecast.
I know. It's such a tease.
It really is. We had a nice day Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday was decent. But this weekend, not so much.
Yeah.
Highs in the 30s. And then we're supposed to see, like Monday, there's a chance of some rain, maybe some snow in the forecast. High in the 30s. Tuesday, in the 30s. Wednesday, mid-40s. Thursday, Friday of this next week, into the mid-50s. But, you're not taking your shirt off to get that tan quite yet.
No.
So it's not ideal. And then we kind of looked at the Old Farmer's Almanac long-range forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, sometimes the Old Farmer's Almanac forecasts are like reading your horoscope.
Right.
Well, of course they're always right because they're so vague in general that, like, for example, they said the first week of the month of March, they were calling for flurries, then sunny, cold, and then warm.
Way to narrow it down.
Yeah, they got everything covered pretty much there. No, but it's hard to kind of follow sometimes. But where they were saying in March, their forecasts, their predictions were that we'd be about 4 degrees below average temperature wise in March, and about a half an inch below normal for precipitation in March. that might be yeah. in the ballpark. I hope they're in the ballpark with April, because they're calling for 4 degrees above average for yeah. temperatures and about an inch above average and for in the northern part of the Heartland territory and about an inch below average in the south. So for the temperature, I hope they're pretty close to right.
Yeah.
I could stand it to be about 40 degrees above average. That'd be okay by me, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, hopefully we're going to see better stuff regarding the weather here very, very, very soon.
Yeah.
Because we need to get outside. Once this whole basketball tournament thing's over, people are going to go outside again, right?
Yeah, they'll be ready to do stuff.
Because everybody's staying indoors now.
Yes, well, I'm not so much for basketball games, but...
Oh, I took you as a big basketball fan.
No, not so much.
Really?
No.
So you don't have any brackets out there?
No.
You're familiar with the billion-dollar bracket
yes.
scheme.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be. You know, the first game played in the NCAA tournament this last week on Thursday... You forget the first four games that were played Tuesday and Wednesday night, because those don't count toward the bracket challenge because, well, they weren't part of it.
Okay.
But the first game that counted toward the bracket challenge was Dayton and Ohio State, and Dayton upset Ohio State the very first game out of the box. Almost 84% of people on Yahoo's tourney pick'em game took the Buckeyes. So almost 84% of people in that billion-dollar game were out
already
after
done.
The first Jeez. Game. That's how difficult it is to get them all right.
Yeah.
Now, that Yahoo tourney pick'em game, not everybody who did that was part of the billion-dollar mm-hmm. deal. But, you know, it might
still,
fluctuate
I mean,
a little bit, but
yeah.
it's still going to be in the ballpark there. And I got a kick out of this. They said last year, this is how tough this is. Last year, ESPN.com, on their online bracket contest, they had about 11 million people enter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 11 million. Big number there, right?
Yeah.
After the first day of games, there are 16 games on the first day, that Thursday, nobody was perfect.
Not one?
Not one.
Wow.
Not one. This is last year now, not this
yeah.
year's tournament. These were statistics from last year. Not one. And in fact, of those 11 million... only four people had 15 out of the 16 games right.
Only four?
Mm-hmm. Out of 11 million.
Just one off, huh? Wow.
So you see, this is why Warren Buffett's kind of a financial genius.
He's not too worried, huh?
Not too worried about writing that billion-dollar check anytime soon, is
yeah.
he? No, he's in pretty good shape. So, yeah, that's crazy. Crazy numbers. It's
unreal.
I think that's the best part about that. I don't think anybody walked in. I hope nobody walked into it expecting or
right.
thinking they could win that $1 billion. It's just kind of a, you know, a fantasy type thing that, what the hey, it doesn't cost
right.
anything. Let's give it a shot.
But, yeah.
Yeah, not really much of a chance there at all to do that. So now if your bracket's busted, go on out and have fun.
Yeah.
No sense worrying about it anymore. Unless your favorite team's still in the tournament. Then,
well, yeah,
then you're,
of course.
But then you won't enjoy the tournament.
As much, yeah.
Yeah. That's why we were talking in the office the other day, and I you know, on the surface, because the way the game was played out, I was upset about the Iowa game. The officiating was extremely one-sided and awful, awful. And I saw that on Twitter during the night, too. There were several basketball analysts that were talking about how awful that crew was
really?
Doing.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. But anyway, but it, you know, what's done is done, and it's over, so... But I thought, you know, at first I was angry and stuff, and then I thought, well, I have no interest in the tournament anymore now. I don't really, couldn't care less. My favorite team's out. But then I got to thinking, wait a second. The problem with the NCAA tournament is, as long as your favorite team is in it, you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, because yeah. you're so single-focused on your team and stuff. And then, you know, of course, you live and die with every turnover and every foul call and everything else during the game.
A little less stress.
You don't enjoy it. When your team's not in it, mm-hmm. and you're just able to sit back and watch basketball and appreciate an underdog beating somebody they shouldn't have or a great play or whatever, then you actually kind of enjoy the tournament more.
I can see that, yeah.
So, you know, sometimes when you have a dog in the fight, it's really
yeah.
kind of hard to get emotionally attached to any other dogs.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's just kind of my take on it. So, have fun, and hope your office pool isn't completely destroyed yet.
Yeah.
And get some work done, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
Too many people watching all those games all day. The two least productive days, work days of the year, are the Thursday and Friday, the first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would think it'd be like the day after Super Bowl or something.
Oh,
or...
no. Billions and billions of dollars wasted in people sitting around doing nothing,
huh.
watching games and whatever else. And the two least productive days of the year.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Not to me.
Not to you.
I mean, if you have a phone, a tablet, a computer, and a TV right near your desk, you could literally watch all four games that are on at the same time, all on different devices. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember the days when we used to think if we just had an extra TV or two that we could hook up in the living room on New Year's Day, we could watch some of all the bowl games. Yeah. Now you just have them all in your hand. This is, what a wacky world we live in. Well, let's get back to something more normal, like around here.
Yes. Over in Audubon, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Soup Supper, that's on Sunday, March 23rd. It's from 5 to 7, and that will be at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park, and they'll be serving vegetable beef, chili, chicken noodle, and salmon soup, along with sandwiches, bars, and drink. $7 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under, and that's sponsored by the Audubon Historical Society. So that's the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Soup Supper on March 23rd from 5 to 7, and that's at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. The Avondale United Methodist Church of Rural Fontenelle, their pancake dinner will be held on March 23rd, and that is from 11 to 1 for a free will offering. Cass County 4-H Clubs, it's their annual 4-H Mardi Gras Carnival. That's on Sunday, March 23rd from 2 to 4, and that's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, and it includes fun, food, carnival-type games for kids of all ages, and is open to the public. Booths this year include the 4-H Bucket Pong, Color Wheel of Fortune, Ski Ball, Boot Bag Toss, Walking Taco Stand, Plinko, Ring Toss, TP Basketball, a cake dessert walk, dart throw, box tunnels, floats, and much more. The Youth Action Committee and Youth Council are sponsoring this countywide event and would like all Cass County families to come out and join the fun. Admission is only 50 cents a person, and tickets are 10 cents each. And then each club determines how many tickets to charge for their games, and all proceeds from this event go to the 4-H Clubs and the Youth Council. So that's the Cass County 4-H Clubs annual 4-H Mardi Gras Carnival, March 23rd from 2 to 4, and that's at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Over in Exira, the Exira Public Library, they're having a book discussion on Monuments Men. It's a popular book and recently released motion picture. You can join them in the meeting room on March 25th and also April 1st at 6 p.m. for discussion, or to simply listen and enjoy the fellowship. You can pick up copies of the book or CD book at the library or monumentsmen.com to learn more. Again, that's the Exira Public Library book discussion on Monuments Men on March 25th and April 1st at 6 p.m. Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper is on March 28th, and every Friday during Lent, it's from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Parish Hall. They'll be serving baked Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, French bread, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. $8 for adults, $4 for kids 12 and under, and then proceeds from that go to the Scholarship Fund for Graduating Seniors. Also, they have desserts available, and that's for a free will donation, and proceeds from that go to the Catholic Youth Group. The Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper, March 28th and every Friday during Lent from 5:30 to 7, and that's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Parish Hall in Atlantic. Over in Carson, the Carson Community Club, they're hosting a Game Show Mania. It's on March 28th and 29th, and that's at the Carson Community Center. Doors open at 6:15, and the show starts at 7, and then each night they'll have a different cast and chance for you to be the studio audience, and you'll get to see your friends and neighbors compete in Match Game, Not So Newlywed Game, and perhaps be a contestant on Carson's own The Price is Right. The show is recommended for a mature audience, and the cost is $25 per ticket, and that also includes dinner and the show, and then there's a cash bar. Dinner will be served by Tricia Hendricks, including garlic herb chicken, penne pasta with Alfredo sauce, green beans, salad, and assorted specialty desserts. It's advanced tickets only because seats are limited, and you can get those tickets at the Carson City Hall, Rolling Hills Bank, The Permanent Solution, Janelle's Hair Design, or email gameshowmania@frontier.com. And proceeds from this event go to purchase electronic reader board. It's the Carson Community Club Game Show Mania, March 28th and 29th, and that's at the Carson Community Center. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Oakland on March 28th. It's from 8 to 2, and that's at the Oakland Riverside High School. The 2014 CAM Health and Wellness Center Alumni Tournament is coming up. That's March 28th, 29th, and 30th. On Friday, it's at the middle school in Messina, and there'll be a fun run at the middle school beginning at 4, along with a soup cook-off. That's open to anyone. They do ask that you bring it in a roaster and not a crock pot. A setup for that is from 5 to 6, and then soup tasting and voting goes until 9. Leftovers will be auctioned off, and they'll provide the cracker bowls and spoons by the alumni committee. Basketball games are from 6 to 9 p.m., and then you can join them after at the Main Street Bar and Grill in Messina. Then on Saturday, it's the Anita. The volleyball begins at the Wellness Center, and basketball begins at the Cam High School at 8:30 a.m. A raffle and silent auction will be held on Saturday at the Cam High School, and then you can join them at Huffy's and Shooters in Anita afterwards. Then on Sunday, at the Anita Community Center, they'll have breakfast from 9 a.m. to 1 for a frugal donation, and they'll have a raffle drawing at 12:30. Health Tips for All Ages is on March 28th. It's at the Cass County Community Center at 7. Complimentary tickets just by contacting the Natural Health Center at 201 Lynn Street in Atlantic. One ticket grants admission for your entire immediate family members. So that's the Health Tips for All Ages on March 28th at the Cass County Community Center at 7. A Red Cross Blood Drive is coming up in Shelby. That's on March 29th, and that will be held from 7:30 to 12:30 at the Shelby Community Building. Exit 13 dance will be held on, Exit 113 dance will be held on March 29th from 7 to 11 at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. The band has played at the Iowa State Fair. They'll be playing 50s, 60s, and 70s rock and roll. Advance tickets are $10 or $12 at the door, and advance tickets are available at Choice Printing, Napa, Elks Lodge, and Rex Pharmacy, and then advanced tickets will be put in for a drawing at 9 p.m. for $100 in Atlantic cash, and you do need to be present to win that. If you'd like more information, you can call Debbie at 249-1480, and this is sponsored by the Atlantic BPW. So that's the Exit 113 dance on March 29th from 7 to 11 at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. Meet Robert Kramer, candidate for the 3rd District U.S. Congressional seat on March 29th from 2 to 3. That's at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary on March 20th at 3 at the Audubon High School Auditorium. Rhea Olson, the young lady who accompanied Simon Estes during his 2012 Roots and Wings tour, she's going to be back to perform with her own band, and they'll also be performing as the AHS Jazz Band and Jazz Choir. So to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Audubon County Hospital Foundation, it's on March 20th at 3 at the Audubon High School Auditorium, and Rhea Olson, who toured, was here with Simon Estes, will be there with her own band. Exira Mason Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser is on March 30th. It's at the Brayton Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. Serving lots of good stuff. Biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast and eggs. It's all you can eat. And they just ask for a free will donation. And proceeds from that go to the Exira EHK 2014 Scholarships. And then this is sponsored by the Exira Masonic Lodge 342. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Craft Show is coming up in April. It's on April 5th from 9 to 3. That's at the Cass County Community Building. They'll have a concession stand open all day. If you'd like to be a vendor, you can contact Becky Bonney at 243-3935 or also Jackie Wicky, 250-0801.
Lots of stuff there.
Yes.
I got more, too. But we're going to take a quick break first, and then we'll share more with you here in just a minute.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, a few more things here too to share with you. Some of them coming up this weekend. The Boy Scout Troop 70, their annual spaghetti supper It's a spaghetti dinner and baked goods auction is this Sunday, March 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the KC Community Building. And they're asking for your free will donation to help support the local scouts. Also this Sunday, the Mount Nebo Masonic Lodge in Avoca is having its pancake and sausage feed and bake sale from 8 a.m. to noon at the Avoca Legion Hall. That's on Main Street in Avoca. $8 for adults, $4 for children 5 to 12, and kids 4 and under can eat free, and drink is provided there too. And the proceeds will go to scholarships for the graduating high school seniors. And the Avoca Rotary also will be having its silent auction during that time. So make sure you check out all of those items as well and help to increase the pot a little bit. Here's a sure sign of spring coming. Griswold Tigers Little League Baseball and the Western Iowa Girls Softball League, the Griswold WIGSL softball registration is underway. It's underway. It must be good time.
Yeah.
It's baseball and softball.
It's getting nice out when that comes around.
Yeah, this Sunday from 3 to 5 for both the softball and baseball youngsters. And again on Thursday, March 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. for both at the Griswold High School Commons. And they'll have forms available at registration for folks. Now, for the baseball, there's a registration fee of $35 per player, so make sure you bring that. And, again, the Griswold American Legion Post 508 helping to sponsor that. And also on the other side for the girls, they say it's any girls who are currently in 1st through 8th grade are eligible to participate in the WIGSL softball program. And if you have any questions, call Jody Roselle. She can fill you in on all the details. Baseball and softball. It's getting to be that time of year. Smells like outdoors. Also coming up not too far down the line, the Altamont Baptist Church is going to be sponsoring their Soup Supper coming up on Saturday, March 29th. That's next weekend. That's from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. It's an all-you-can-eat event. Now you can choose from oyster, chili, vegetable beef, and chicken noodle soups. I'll have one of each, please.
Yeah.
Sandwiches and bars also available, and they're asking for a free will offering. And everyone is welcome. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan, their annual soup supper. They hope you help them make it a good day. Also, something coming up here not too far down the road, the Cass County Democrat Party is having a spring fling event coming up this week on Thursday, March 27th at 6 p.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Parish Center in Atlantic. Now, what they're doing is if you buy your tickets before March 26th, they're $20 for children under 14 being $10. On the day at the event, at the door, tickets will be $25. They're having a picnic dinner, a silent auction, a pie and cake auction, and games. And they'll have a number of the Democrat candidates there as well. So if you'd like to know more, just stop on by and find out. So they're having that event coming up here as well, too. Anything that says Spring Fling on it gets your attention right away, doesn't it? Also coming up not too far down the road, the CAM Middle School track team is sponsoring their Spring Fun Run and Walk, and that'll be on March 28th. First race is at 4:15 at the CAM Middle School in Messina. All the races will begin and end at the school. The Cougar Speed Challenge will feature different grade levels and distances and things, too. Now, the event is helping to cover expenses in the CAM Middle School track teams and help them participate in the state junior high track meet in early May. So you can find out more by going to, checking out the folks at the school. Deb Brown is the coach there, and she can tell you more about it. Also coming up not too far down the road, next weekend, the Audubon County Pheasants Forever will have its 29th annual banquet on Saturday, March 29th at the Agra Hall in Audubon. 5 to 7 p.m. will be social hour and the prime rib dinner. And then at 7 o'clock, they'll have the raffles and auction. So make sure you get your tickets for that. You can get your tickets and make sure that you're in on the year's membership and also on that great dinner. They always have a good dinner there, too. Prime rib dinner, you know. 29th annual.
That's hard to beat.
Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet, Saturday, March 29th, Agra Hall in Audubon. Be there. Also, if you're thinking about the outdoors, maybe here's something you'd like to participate in. Let me know how it goes, because I can't do this. It's a 5K walk run event. The walk I could
do the walk,
run, zero chance of that. It's coming up as part of Live Healthy Iowa. They're sponsoring 5Ks in different locations across the state. Atlantic was chosen as one of those locations. Now, on that day, which is Saturday, April the 12th, what'll happen is the walk run will start at 8 a.m. with the, that'll be the 5K. And then there'll also be a kids' 1K Run, which will be a much shorter event. It'll stay kind of close to the YMCA. So that starts at 9 o'clock. Everybody who participates gets a Live Healthy Iowa 5K t-shirt, a race number, a finishing medal, and an opportunity to win age group awards as well. Now, the 5K is $20 if you sign up through March 31st, and $25 up until race day. And then also, you can get involved in the other things. The 1K run for the kids, ages 12 and under, is $5. You can go online and register. That's the easiest way to do it. You can check them out at the YMCA, too. They've got registration forms and stuff there as well. But you might want to check that out. Put that on your list and think about maybe joining that, too. Maybe it's a chance for you to see where you are.
Yeah.
Physically fit as the season gets started here. All right. That's all I have for that stuff. You got any birthdays over there?
I do. Let's see here. Happy birthday to Doc England. He's turning 80. He's not retiring or expiring, but they're throwing a party for him. That's on Saturday, March 29th from 2 to 5 at the Girls' Community Building. And they'll have cake, punch, live dance music by Pam and the Pearls. There'll be a short program at 3. It says also, sorry, no blood tests, booze, or flu shots. So happy birthday to Doc England celebrating his 80th birthday. And they're going to have an open house and dance for him on Saturday, March 29th. From 2 to 5, and that's at the Grizzled Community Building. Over at the Exire Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Wilma Leyland, celebrating her birthday on March 26th. And then over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Sue Duvall, celebrating her birthday on March 26th. And also to Louise Checkock on March 28th. So happy birthday to everyone there.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
That's it. That's all. Okay. I don't have any anniversaries here to tell you about, and we don't have any babies to share with you either. Hey, I want to throw in a couple of notes here about our Branson trip. You only have about a week left to sign up if you want to go with us this year.
Wow.
And yeah, the end of the month is the end of the opportunity to sign up. We got a good group of folks going again, but there's always room for a few more, so make sure you check it out. You know, we got some neat shows going on. The Hey Goods we're going to see down there. That's one of the original shows in Branson. If you the original type of stuff. You know, last year we did, I think we did the Bald Knobbers last year. Mm-hmm. We've done some of the other, the Duttons, some of the more traditional Branson type of shows, the kind of country variety type shows. You'll like it. It's one of the originals down there in Branson. So we'll be doing that. And we're going to go to the Jonah show at the Sight and Sound Theater, huge production. And they're going to give us a backstage tour as well beforehand. So we could check that out. And we have a couple of other shows for you as well. One is the Johnny Cash George Strait tribute show. I think that kind of speaks for itself. Yeah. Great performers, and they'll be featuring the music of Johnny Cash and George Strait, of course. And then the other show we have, too, we've had some folks asking, what's that going to be about? It's called the Dancing Queen Show. It's an ABBA tribute show. Well, ABBA was a group that was around back in the 70s. They were very popular worldwide for a short period of time and had some very memorable hits that stick in your head. Once you hear them, you whistle them all day long. But if you remember a few years ago, there was the Broadway musical Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. And then it went off Broadway and went all over the country. My wife and I happened to catch it out in Las Vegas. Great show. They used the music of ABBA and did this whole production. I don't want to give it away, but it was about a girl thinking about getting married, and she discovers all kinds of things about her family. Great show. Very wildly popular all over the country. Well, this is kind of like that. It's not that production, but it's going to be featuring a lot of that music and stuff.
Yeah.
So folks enjoyed that. They'll like this as well. And it's at the same show where we saw the 12 Irish Tenors when we went down there last year. And in fact, a lot of those same performers are part of this show. So if you enjoyed that, you're probably going to enjoy this as well.
Definitely.
And we've got great places to eat and all kinds of stuff, too. You can find out more on the contest and promotions page on our website. Or you can call Stacy.
Yeah,
she can tell you more about it, too. But if you're thinking about getting signed up, do it soon, because we're running out of time to get folks in on the bus. So make sure you check it out. It's $500 per person, double occupancy. That's a discounted rate because we have such great sponsors on our trip each year. So they help to offset the cost. So if you have any questions, please call us and ask. I know I've had to answer a few questions for some folks about some of the shows and what have you here lately, but that's just a little bit of what we have. We have a lot more that we'll be doing when we're down there as well. So if you're thinking about Branson and don't want to drive, there's your chance.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
Call us today. Hey, and just one other note before we disappear here this week. Don't forget, coming up this Tuesday, March 25th. You know what that is? It's Ag Day.
Oh.
It's Ag Day. If you eat food, thank a farmer. You wear clothes, thank a farmer.
Yep.
Pretty much if you're living, thank a farmer. They take care of you. That's all the time we have this week. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.